I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 627, Space Aliens and Jesus. When I'm on vacation, I like to go to church. And since I'm a pastor, I rarely get to experience a different congregation from the one that I pastor. So I'm always curious to see the ways that other Jesus lovers love Jesus together. Sometimes the worship I participate in while on vacation is quite similar to the way that we do it back home. But sometimes, not so. Let me tell you about the service where we talked about Jesus and space aliens. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's a great comfort to me to know that the God that we worship, the Jesus that we serve, is Lord of all. Have you ever heard a preacher start a message and you thought, where are we going with this? When I was visiting my family in Illinois last month, I went to church with my sister. Now, she's a member of St. Paul's Catholic Church in Danville, Illinois. Now, I've hung around some Catholics before, and I'm aware of the way they do things, but this service surprised me a bit. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you about that church service, share a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to love the Lord of all as you love other people. When it came time for the homily at St. Paul's Catholic Church, Father Beau began by saying this: "Did you know that 65% of Americans believe in aliens? 65%, he said. When I heard that, I thought to myself, oh boy, where are we going with this? He went on to say, "This is the last Sunday in ordinary time, and next week begins the season of Advent. This week is called Christ the King Sunday." And then he said, "If there are little green men or aliens of any sort on other planets, they all come under the lordship of Jesus Christ." Boom! Wow! Whatever difference I have with the Catholics, I was inwardly amening that. Father Beau was right on. Jesus is Lord over all the entire universe. The standard Jewish form of address to God puts it this way: Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe. Psalm 97, the Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the coastlands be glad. You, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. In the book of Revelation, we find Christ seated on a heavenly throne with a great multitude from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, falling on their faces before his throne in worship. And Ephesians employs similar imagery in speaking of Christ being, quote, raised from the dead and seated at God's right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. All things are under his feet. Man, I love that. In Every Good Endeavor, we hear the well-known line from Abraham Kuyper: "There is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine!'" When we say Jesus Christ is Lord, friends, we mean it. And now the challenge for us is to live out that truth. Jesus be Lord of my words. Jesus be Lord of my worries. Jesus be Lord of my ways. Jesus be Lord of my wanderings. Jesus be Lord of my money. Jesus be Lord of my priorities. Jesus be Lord of my internet surfing. Jesus be Lord of my life. You are Lord. Let me show it and not just tell it. Here's the great question. As people look at your life, what is the most clear indicator that Jesus is Lord? Let's pray this prayer from agodman.com. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we love to call on your name. Lord, we exalt your name. We honor your name. Jesus Christ is Lord. The man, Jesus, is Lord of all. The man in the glory enthroned above all. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords, the ruler of all things. God has resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead and set him at his right hand in glory, making Jesus the Lord of all the universe. Lord, keep us calling on your name and worshiping you and enthroning you and enjoying you, O Lord Jesus. In your name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 628. And in the meantime, I'm glad I went to church with my sister. She hadn't been in a while, and I was trying to encourage her to get back into the fellowship of God's people. I was prepared for the Catholic spin on worship. I've hung out at monasteries before on retreats and such, but I wasn't really ready for the message that day. And yet I'm really thankful I got to be there on Christ the King Sunday and hear the truth about space aliens and Jesus.